Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Greg Lancaster, joining me is John Ramos. We are so excited, aren't we, John, about
Yes.
these prophetic words. It's important to start your year off right, and just it's no point, no matter when you're getting this, receive it. This is a word that God is putting out for His people.
It's the word of the Lord. You want to know what
yes,
God is saying.
Yes, and so many of you possibly have been just struggling, you know, and under this great oppression. You're doing the right thing, the best you know how, in the grace of God, but yet it seems like nothing was working out. But guess what? Things are happening. Things are restructuring. And there's people, you know, John, that have just been, many who have been frustrated, according to George Barna, the Barna Group, many people have statistically surveyed out to say they're just sick and tired of the way church has been, and they're ready for what it's going to be. And God already has an idea what He wants His church. He had an original idea for that. But Chuck Pierce is speaking specifically about the systems, the way, you know, the way that we're doing things in the church. You're going to be so excited if that's you. I'm listening. And if you've been one that's leading that, you're going to be encouraged because it's okay for you to move in the direction of what God is saying. Check it out. Chuck Pierce.
So many Christians have been bored with church, and they're not bored with God. They're not bored with reading their Bible. They're not bored with praying. But there's like an exodus out of churches. You're saying we need to reverse
they're
that.
They're bored with an old wineskin. They're bored. They're bored with the church that didn't shift. See, church you build, and Jesus said, seek ye first. Now remember, this year's about first. Seek ye first the kingdom. That means this year is about unlocking, not just what you have been had built in the past. It's unlocking your future. You unlock the kingdom, you build the church. And see, what happens is if we quit unlocking the kingdom, if we quit moving in God's plan for how He wants to move, our structure gets old. I've written about that in several books, but this is the key this year comes with, the way to understand it is it's the book of Ruth this year. See, Ruth is linked with the mother, the grandmother, the widow, the field. It's linked with the gates, coming to the gate of the city. It is the book of the year. And it's linked with a moment where all of a sudden Ruth, Naomi, after Ruth making covenant with her and aligning with her, all of a sudden Naomi says, honey, we can't keep going the way you're doing. You're gleaning, and you've been gleaning in the best fields here, but we've got to make a shift. And remember what she says to Ruth, you've got to change clothes. You've got to take off your old garment. You've got to take a bath. You've got to have a new anointing, and then you have to go down to the threshing floor. That's what the year looks like. We got to take off our old garment. Our old sorrows from the past season. We've got to make a shift with a new anointing, and we've got to be willing to go into the harvest field. And I think that's why I had the visitation.
This is so exciting. You know, we've got to be willing to go into the harvest field. But the thing about it is, if what we were doing was we resisted it, we didn't like it, it wouldn't feel good, people don't want to go into the harvest field and tell people, listen, you need to come to this. You need to come to that. And it's like, it's hard to convince somebody of something that you're not convinced of yourself.
Correct.
And that's not a negative thing in the context of the structure, because God is restructuring the church. I mean, what is the prophetic word that came from the young prophetic man down in Lakeland in Tampa?
Jeremiah Johnson,
and he has a whole list. We did it. We'll refer
to
it.
Powerful.
But specifically it's just, you know, people are demanding relationship.
They're not looking for platform ministry anymore.
No.
You know, Paul said we not only shared the gospel, paraphrasing, but we shared our lives.
Right.
And that's what people are wanting. They're wanting interactive community. Don't tell me how, show me how.
Yeah, and the Lord showed me specifically that the stage is not going to be there no more. You're not going to be able to stand on that stage. But people also are intimidated about relationship. They're thinking like, will they even follow me if they know me? The truth is, if Christ is in you and He's called you to be able to lead, they're going to follow you.
Right.
It's His voice they're hearing through you and your leadership. And if they leave you, they weren't meant to be with you to begin with. But listen, that pressure leaves when you begin to function. Because, by the way, when you allow God to be God in His church, which He is, we're going to have a word coming up from Kent Christmas. You got to be able to hear that word. He is going to take over His church and just and move in a certain way. But understand, when He does that, the pressure's off of you. And you direct people, say, listen, don't be looking to me as God. I'm not God. I'm telling you about who He is. And you start bringing people into an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And listen, if you haven't yet gone to iabide.org, you got to go there, because we have a free abiding plan for you. Get ahead of the game. We have people all around the world. If you're one of the ones that's already signed up, you know, Tasmania, Australia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, South America, Brazil, all the states of America, all over the place, you're signing up. If you hadn't gotten your, we got a free gift for you, but just get ahead of the game, because God loves you personally and He wants to spend time with you. And He has secrets He talks about in Proverbs 1 that He wants to share with you. But we have to actually come to Him and know that He rewards those who diligently seek Him, know Him, know that that's what He's called you to do. And as a matter of fact, if you've been doing that, we want you to comment below in the area. We want to hear from you. What has your abiding relationship been like? You know, we want to hear from you. If you want to, you know, get it, go to iabide.org. People, it's an online, simple online class for you, course, that you can just learn how to basically just have a basic form of communication with God. That's what the Bible came out of, that aspect of it. So do that, and also share about your abiding experience in the community, because we'd like to hear, you know, what, you know, it's happening with you, what's God saying to you. But also, you can communicate with others when you start hearing what they're sharing to each other. Maybe it won't be just us responding to you, but others will respond as well. And the structure, this is it. Jesus, Tommy Tenney said, right? That Jesus has this strange idea that church is about Him. And church literally is the body of Him, the body of Christ. And we, you know, heaven is all about Jesus, you know? And so you want to begin to get in that understanding now. And what happened with, Tommy Tenney, he writes about it in God's Chasers, is that the moment that God began to move in a particular church, somebody did get up behind the stage. They got up on the stage, got up behind the pulpit, and literally the podium split in two. Wow. And the pastor was thrown back up against the wall. Truly, you know, God is a spirit, and He's looking for those who worship Him in spirit and truth. We're spirits that have bodies that possess souls. God is deeply in love with you, and it's His church. He's jealous for His church. And if you had some of those experiences, we want to be able to hear about that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.